Got a run of callers for you. We're going to start with Matt Phillips talking about Ipswich Town. Ipswich Town are managed by Gary O'Neill, which might come as a shock to a few of you if you haven't been paying attention. That sort of got sorted out during the World Cup. Quite quietly, I thought, Matt, I want to talk about the previous manager choosing to take a bit of time. I think he has to be taken at face value. Did Ipswich supporters take him at face value? Because it doesn't look like he's leapt into anything else, and there's been moving parts across the course of this window. He'd had a pretty intense time there at Ipswich, and he seems, I thought at least, to be being very honest about his reasons for standing down.
Yeah, it's a funny one, Neil, because the rumour was that he was going to go to, after Silver had departed Fulham for Benfica. Yeah. We thought he was going there, and we were kind of braced and listening to TalkSport and the like, waiting for McKenna to be announced as the Fulham manager. And of course, the news, I think, did break on TalkSport at like 6 o'clock in the evening. I was driving home, was waiting for the announcement, and they said he was taking a break from the game, him leaving wasn't the shock particularly. Taking a break from the game was, considering he's such a young manager. He was very tired at the end of last season. I mean, it was a real slog. I mean, we spoke in dispatches, didn't we? Throughout that campaign, it was a real slog for Town. We got off to a slow start and, you know, we found our feet in the end, but we only just got over the line in second ahead of Millwall. And he did sound very tired, you know, following the end of the season. But again, young manager, first time in a job, it was a bit surprising, really. But yeah, the Kieran McKenna era is over. The Gary O'Neill era has begun.